This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. God, I don't know what it is. I'm in such a good mood the last few days.
Oh, wow. Good.
I know.
Is it the Pats are in the Super Bowl?
No, it's not. That doesn't even occur to me.
Oh.
Of course, at my house, you know, every time I see my husband, as we cross paths as our days go on, I'm always like, the Pats are in the Super Bowl. And he does his little dance. He's so happy.
Good for him.
Yeah, I know. They're happy. We had dinner with my brother and my sister-in-law last night because it was Tuesday. That's our night during the week to have dinner together. And, you know, they just, Debbie and I might as well not even be there. We sit there and talk about sewing because they're just like, blah, 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 and then this guy's going to do this, and what if this happens, blah, blah, blah.
I was going to ask about Debbie. Is she into it as well?
Yeah, we're, you know, it's
You're
funny, too, because they stopped to address us and told us what they wanted to eat during during the Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, Debbie, you got your marching orders. I have nothing.
What do they order?
I guess she makes this dip that my brother really likes.
Mm-hmm. The queso?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not positive. He goes, make the crack dip, which I guess is the queso thing. I'm not crazy for it, so I don't think it's crack. So I don't know if that's the one he's talking about.
Well, he may have been eating it for the last 15 years.
Right.
He's like, that's the stuff.
Right. Or more. They've been together forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they have a whole menu. They just know how they want it to be and... John's like, we're going to start right when the game starts. We're not going to let it build up, and we're going to watch those commercials. Sarah, you want to watch commercials, right? I'm like, I do.
Fine.
I'm going to watch it with you. It's going to be fun. It's going to be hard to not sew for those 6 hours.
Will it?
Yeah. Yep. If I don't have something to do at the house, like, I just want to be out sewing. Mm. Sewing is so fun, man.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really fun.
All right.
You'd love it.
I know I would not love it.
I bet you would. You'd make something.
I like a little more adrenaline in my spare time.
Oh, dude, there's nothing like, you know, turning a purse and saying, look at that. Ah! It's amazing.
I need a little near-death experience.
Oh.
You got to have one hand on the phone and one hand pulling the strap tight around your arm. 9. You've dialed 9-1.
So yesterday when I left here,
yes,
I had to run an errand, and I decided to do it here in the city because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to go to Sports Basement.
Sure.
I got
to
get
to the one up by the bridge.
Well, then I'd have to go back that way. So no, I went to the one on Bryant. You know where that is?
I don't know where it is, but I know where Bryant is.
Anyway, I've been to it a million times. It's right there by, there's a post office right there and a 24-hour fitness. It's a busy street. It's a normal.
So this is going to be a story about you not being able to find parking?
Uh-oh.
No, this is a story about me parking, no problem.
What?
And I go into the Sports Basement and I had to get these little stretchy things. And
what are those?
They're like PT bands.
Oh, is that for your foot rehab?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
So I get these bands because I went to the doc, I don't know, a week ago and still have yet to
I've
do
been
one
meaning
exercise.
To ask you, every morning I wake up as I get out of bed, I go, oh, I got to ask Vinny about that.
So anyway, I get the bands and I get the stuff and I come out to my car and I'm like, oh, that's too bad. Someone broke into that guy's car. And I'm like, is this real life?
That's your car?
It was my car.
Mother bleeper.
I know. Broad daylight. Busy street, people walking everywhere. I'm like standing there as people walk by me looking at me like, I guess that just happened to you, huh? And I'm like, yes!
Oh,
didn't
Vinny.
Anybody see this? So the truth is, we're all told, don't leave, you know, my little work bag.
You lost your work bag?
I left it right on the front seat like a donkey.
Dang
but it's
it.
Broad daylight.
Doesn't matter, man.
Well, there it is. So the reason I'm even telling you this, because frankly, it was like...
So all your crap is gone?
Well, all my, they got my iPad, which sucks. And I had to go through that process of like,
shutting
okay,
the thing down.
I got a chance. Well, yesterday after I took care of what I could, I changed every password for every account I own, which that, if anything took the longest, it was that sitting down and my kid comes running. You want to play Uno? I cannot play Uno. Beat it. And I am changing passwords. So anyway, yeah, that's it. It's the message is, it doesn't matter. It's broad daylight, I know, and there are people. This guy walks by, he goes, I just walked past here, and that hadn't happened. And I go, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say to you? Clearly, someone just, what do they call that? Smash and grab?
Yeah.
So
what else was in your work bag? Your iPad and what?
A banana. And a Clif Bar.
So your wallet wasn't in there.
No, I was in the store buying stuff. My phone was in my pocket. I had a... So it was just one of those things where, yeah, it sucks. And, you know...
Which car were you in?
I'm in my car, the Mercedes.
So you had to drive home with the window open.
Oh, I drove here with the window open.
Oh, the window's still not fixed? I would have thought you'd immediately call and get it replaced.
I would have dropped that thing off at Autobahn.
Well,
safe life replace.
Right.
So the truth is, if I'm honest, I called first the Mercedes where I bought it. I bought it here in San Francisco.
Yeah,
and those guys are awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking I'll do it closer to my house. And that Mercedes dealer has never been the kind of service that you expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished on the phone with them and was like, okay, no.
You
should have called Johnny V.
Ownerships and.
It's not never
as good
been the
as
same.
It once was.
Right. Well, it's. But I was like, no.
Yeah. Oh, what a bummer.
So I called San Francisco and they're like, yeah, we will do that. Mm-hmm. We have to order the window. That's going to be 7 days. And I go, okay, well, do you have a loaner car? Because I'll drive there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'll turn around and drive there right now. And they're like, no.
Mm.
So she tried to find me a loaner car and she's like, I don't. Well, I'll call you tomorrow and let you know if we've got one for you. But. I'll probably have to rent a car. I drove in this morning with a parka on and the window open. And you got to open another window or you get that
thumping.
Wind-blown thing. Yeah,
the thrumming.
Your ear.
Oh, it's awful.
Uh-huh.
So it was a back window?
No, it was the driver, passenger side.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
It was so like...
If only you hadn't sold your truck. Could have driven your truck in today.
I know.
Oh, Vinny. I'm so sorry. That sucks.
What about, can't your insurance cover rental car?
You know what? Like I didn't even want to go through insurance because as it was like, this is already a giant pain in the ass. And you know what deal, like.
You know what though? Your homeowners will cover the iPad.
You actually
should go through insurance. Oh, dude, that's awful. Look at that. It's exactly what you think. Little bits of glass and it's horrible.
I'm so sorry. I had drove to my mom's house. I think I was coming from here and I got there so late at night that I just pulled up to her apartment and just left all my crap in the car. My suitcases, all my stuff in the car. I was just tired. And then I come back out the next morning. Of course, all my suitcases are gone, all my clothes, you know, and I was going on job interviews at the time, so I had my nice suits and stuff. Mm. In any case, the point is that my homeowner's insurance covered everything, including sent me a check for all the clothes. I had some receipts left because I bought new suits.
Yep.
But they covered every single thing in those suitcases.
It's a pain in the ass, but you should absolutely do that. You pay your homeowner's insurance. You've probably never made a claim against it.
No.
And you should. It won't. It's not going to get them buying you. That's ridiculous.
So just let me say this.
All right.
So there's a Sprint store right there. There's a cleaners right there. There's a 24/7 gym. 24/7. There's a post. Mm-hmm. Broad daylight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not safe.
No.
Nope.
Like that's
well. There's people who I'm sure are walking the streets looking for people who've left
stuff
in their cars.
So, like, I probably looked inviting, and certainly I wasn't asking for it. But in the middle of the night, you kind of you shouldn't have left something at night. Broad daylight,
yeah,
20 minutes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all it. Well, not all it takes 20 seconds.
They must have been watching me, though, because they must have seen where I went, mm-hmm. known what it, you know.
You're going to be in there for a minute.
Well, Sports Basement is a giant place, so at best, you're in there 10 minutes.
And then they walk by, see if you've left anything in the car. You have.
Right.
Oh, someone says, Vinny, is your iPad not locked? And did you try using Find My to locate the iPad?
I did all that. It's definitely locked. There's no doubt my stuff locks. So,
Vinny, insurance person here, please go through your insurance.
Yeah, I mean, probably going to be a grand to fix that window. And it's
I feel like it's going to be more than
probably.
A grand.
Why wouldn't I?
That's why we have insurance. You should. Why not? You probably never made a damn claim.
Someone's asking, was there cameras on any of the buildings around there?
There probably were, but what, like, you know, it's San Francisco. Would you have called the cops?
I think I would have called the cops.
No, I would not have called the cops.
They would have been like,
because
did you leave a bag on your front seat?
Yeah, it's your bad boy.
I would have said, no, I didn't. I would have said, no, it was under the seat.
I just...
until the camera shows. Yeah, you would have to make a police report.
And they would truly look at you like, you're kidding, right?
You know, that is just like, other than homelessness, one of the number one problems in San Francisco.
There's signs everywhere
saying, don't leave anything in your car. The two of them kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
I
get it. If you're out on the street all day long and you need money,
you're probably looking for options. What a bummer, dude.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah. It was worse having to, like, the windshield or the window. There's the bigger thing. Not that I would, if they had said, hey, can I have your iPad, that I would have handed it over, but, and your banana. Actually, I would have given him the banana.
Sure.
And
no
the
problem.
Clip bar.
Yeah.
And I think there's some Advil in there.
Oh, boy.
They probably thought,
Advil.
No pills.
Oh, darn it.
Dang.
If only he had a prescription bottle in there.
Hey, Sandy on line one has some advice for you.
All right. I love advice. Go ahead, Sandy.
Mom?
Sandy?
Is that you?
Hi.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that when I had my car broken into in San Francisco in my BMW, when the glass broke, it actually cut into my leather seat. So tell Vinny to really look at his seats because they could be damaged, and he might want to actually file a claim.
So did you have to file a police report in order to make claims with your insurance company?
Well, I did file a police report, but I don't think I had to.
Okay. Mm. Well, and he did take photos of it in the situation that it was in. All right. Thank you, Sandy.
Oops, sorry. I swear, as I walked up to it, I was really like, this isn't me. That's not my car.
Right. Oh, bummer for someone.
That's too bad for you, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. It's too bad for me. Too bad.
Someone says there's a brand new Sports Basement in Redwood City by 101.
There is. You know where they are? In the old Toys R Us that we used to use.
Oh, yeah. Where the... Well, I was going to say Mervyn's. It's Kohl's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Okay.
Oh.
They took it over and painted it green. It's right there on the side of the freeway.
Oh, I guess
bright green.
I haven't noticed it.
Yeah.
You should have gone to that one.
Well, and so here it is. There's so many times where I like our city.
Yeah, of course.
I like it. I like to hang around here. I like to walk around and do stuff and see stuff. And it's just
the
reality.
You're going to be in there for 5 minutes.
It's just the reality.
I know.
So... Oh, well.
Oh, I forgot about this part. Don't, your deductible. Insurance person here, you have insurance for major losses like accidents. After your deductible, your insurance will pay maybe a grand and then raise your rate.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just pay for it yourself.
I'm not tripping on it. It's more, you know, the victimization where you're just like, oh,
the violation.
I just walked into a store for a minute and it's daylight. Couldn't one of you people say, don't do that.
No,
hey, you, get away from that.
You might look at it and go, oh, that is terrible. That's a bummer. But you're not going to get an altercation
with someone who's willing to.
No one even stood and took pictures and waited for you to come out.
Police, right.
Police officer here. If I knew it was you, I would have come right away.
Oh.
Well, I think most police would have come, but I also think, like I just said, and
they would have been like, oh, so you're a dummy.
Deal with completely different set of deals than
some
suburb
stuff
cops.
Too, yeah.
So they'd be like, you left your bag on your front seat.
What were you thinking,
and
dummy?
People are saying that they have called the police before. Police either say go to the station and make the report, or there's an online report specifically for auto burglaries.
Oh.
Yeah, I just, and I was actually dealing with some business calls in the middle of all this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like dealing with this, and I get this phone call from my
your agent?
Guy. Yeah, uh-huh. and he, hey.
So hey, nothing.
He's all, I didn't even tell him what was going on. Hey. He's just chipped.
Any good news?
Yeah, there's good news. But he was just like, I don't know. He's like, what's up, Buttercup? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's adorable. Yeah, I'll tell you what's up, Buttercup.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Oh,
how you doing?
Bummer. So your pad's gone. Are you going to go get a new one today?
I already got a new one. I went on. I need it.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
My work tool.
Yeah.
So I got.
Let me see it. Hold
on the way home, I went
one?
And got a new one.
Well, that's a good size mm-hmm. one.
And then.
That's bigger than your last one, isn't it?
Only by like a half an inch.
Uh-huh.
And then I made plans for the window replace, and now I just got to wait it out. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they give me good news today.
Yeah.
But the hassle is it.
Yeah.
It's that's the worst part.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but
way
I
worse
do
stuff
know.
Happens. Way
yeah,
worse.
Absolutely, but you know, you're just trying to have a day.
But so the message again is, broad daylight. Mm-hmm. You still gotta either bring your bag with you. You know, I've seen my missus do it all the time. Oh, I gotta hide my bag, or
yeah.
I'm like, God, we're gonna be.
But you gotta hide your bag,
right?
If you're not gonna take it with you.
What did she say to you?
Oh, she was, you know, she's
sympathetic,
oh.
right?
Yeah. I mean, she was cool. Do That's you need cool. help? I'm like, yeah, load the kids in the car. Come get me. Yeah, why don't you come help me?
Load the kids in the car and be gone when I get home so I can have a little alone time.
Yeah. Actually, she was. She had plans. So I was like, no, go do your thing, man.
Right. I'd rather be alone.
Yeah, but she, you know, that's life marches on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure does.
She was trying on dresses.
What kind of stuff about the
wedding
dresses?
Wedding dresses.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
I'm like,
she go with a few friends? That is fun.
She did. It's fun. You hate stuff like that.
I actually enjoyed looking for wedding gowns, believe
you
it or not.
Did?
It's remarkably fun. They put you into all the undergarments first, right? So they it's
I don't
shaped.
Know.
Well,
I...
they pull a thing on you. There's like a fitted bodice and then a thing that slides down over it like to it, just, oh my God, you look amazing. You look like a princess in those dresses. And then you don't have to do any of the work. It's like, it's the best part. You know, you pick out a few that you like, right? So that's hard because they're all so goddamn expensive. Mm-hmm. And then they fit you into the stuff, mm-hmm. and then you stand up on a stand, and they bring you dresses, and you step into them, and they put them on you, and then you turn around, and you're like, oh, my God, I look like a goddess. Oh, my God, it's amazing. I went with my cousin, Diane. I don't think you guys have ever met her, because we lived in L.A. Uh-huh. when we were planning our wedding. Uh-huh. And
you did?
Yeah, we planned it. We moved to...
You were in Florida when he proposed, but
proposed
you'd already moved
Florida,
to L.A. when
moved
you...
Moved to L.A., oh. planned the wedding. Well, my mom basically planned the wedding, but I had to get a dress. And then we moved to St. Louis before we even ever got married. So then we...
Is that right?
Yes. So we... But I got my dress in L.A. on some... on Ventura Boulevard.
Wow, I never really put that timeline together, because...
We were only in L.A. for like a year.
I know, but you got married back home in Boston's or wherever that was.
Yeah.
East Bridgewater.
In East Bridgewater.
Yeah, what was the name of the place you mentioned? And she's like, I got married.
The Commercial Club.
Yeah, that's it.
So I've always just assumed that all happened. I don't know.
Yeah, we were all over the place.
Hmm.
Yeah. But shopping for a dress is, it's weirdly, like, right. I thought I was going to hate it. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to another store and do it again? She's like, no, I think you found it. The first dress I tried on is the one I wound up getting.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
The very first one?
The very first one. Huh. I spent $600 on it, mm-hmm. which was a ton of money for me.
Sure.
Like, we were poor.
You spent or your parents spent?
I bought it.
Oh.
Yeah. I bought that. And I think that's like the only thing my mom and dad paid for. I mean, we had a very inexpensive wedding. You know, the Commercial Club was no great shakes.
But they paid for most of it.
They paid for the wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
For the most part. And I think that John's parents paid for our honeymoon.
Oh, that's nice.
In Jamaica.
We're not even doing that.
Yeah. Oh, honeymoon. You're not going to go to honeymoon?
No.
Oh,
what?
What?
We just had a kid.
So what?
The kid is her honeymoon.
All the more reason to go on a honeymoon.
No, we're not doing that right now.
So did she take pictures of her in the dress?
Well, she did, and then she started.
To see them.
Yeah, she goes, you can see this one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not getting that
one. Oh, that one looks great. And she goes, no, that's not the one.
Oh, she found the dress.
No, she didn't. She's going again Friday.
Because it's so fun.
Must be.
Yeah, that's super fun. Is she going with a bunch of girlfriends, did
so
you say?
Yeah, she is. So I came down bitching about how I just had changed every password known to mankind. And I'm eating dinner. And then I'm like, oh, right. So how was the...
Put that aside for a moment.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I hate when I'm ragging about something and I sort of look up, you know, you put your head up above water and you go, oh, I am just ranting and being
right.
a bitch, aren't I?
How
I
are
mean,
you?
Yeah. She was cool. She knew how that day had gone for me. And there were, you know, some ups and downs for sure. Like the highest highs and the lowest lows, all good and all bad. But, you know, yeah, there I went, oh, right. None of this matters. What's so, how was it? And she liked it. She was like, yeah. Yeah. She said there's not a lot of like full white dresses anymore.
Mm. Oh,
they
do
like a off-white cream. Creams.
Yeah.
Eggshell-y things.
Well, white is very stark. Kleinfeld in New York.
White is very it's difficult to photograph
well,
too.
Plus and mostly everybody's boned by now.
True. So you don't want to go pure white. You're not like the driven snow biatch.
Are you going to look at the skin, the nude wedding dresses?
Well, that's you. Yeah. That's a question
it's
for
really
her.
Really not her style.
Yeah.
You sure?
He was just saying yesterday that she's a pretty modest girl.
Yeah, right. She's pretty modest. Yeah.
Is she going to have an open back?
Oh, that'd be nice.
I don't know.
I bet you will. That's so pretty.
I don't know what to say about that.
Did you guys pick a date yet? Are we working toward that?
I was very consumed with myself yesterday, so I don't know.
Did you tell her about all the fun you had at work yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
No, but she did go, what's up with the suit? Well, actually, I'm not going to say the joke she said, but she made a joke about the suit, and I was like, no, it wasn't for that. It was for a bit we did on the air, and then later she saw the picture and was like...
What's going on here? Yeah, I do I even want to know about this?
She didn't know about the...
John was interested. He was like, oh, did Vinny like the harness? I'm like, yeah, he seemed to like it. You said like the most, though. I think she took it home.
Did you
Actually,
take it home?
It's on my desk right now. Hey, woman, look up Brinny Boy and see how many...
How many views.
Hundreds of comments, thousands of views.
Yeah. Oh, did he get some new followers yesterday?
You know what? I got a lot of new followers yesterday.
Oh, so did I.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's see if I got some.
Probably because we were bitching
us,
about
it. Damn it.
Yeah, people
I know.
Following
we got to keep bitching about it. Oh, my mom texted me. Hi, Mom.
What's she doing?
I don't know.
The video he made has 1,800 likes and it has 8,000 views.
Dang.
And 222 comments. Pretty good.
So
yeah,
funny.
It's great. He did a great job.
He really did.
It's funny. Berg, one of our promotions people, she came and she goes, I can tell you were sick of it by the end. That he just didn't, you know, like the first
that Brinny Boy 30
seconds. Yeah, the first 30 seconds of it are like really well done. And he, you know, and then the end is just like, man, it was
through.
Fun another day at the office, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's because we kept telling him, hurry up. Be done with it. That's
we should funny. Probably start.
Probably. All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.